What? Hey. Ladies and gentlemen, from LA to New York, Chicago to Mississippi, let's give it up for America's number one funny man, Rodney. What's up, party people? It's your boy, Roddy Perry, and you are, in fact, tuned in to Roddy Perry Live. First of all, I went over and threatened my people over on Instagram, and they came over. Chris Funny Man came through. Thank you so much for popping in for your boy, man. Hey, one of Charlotte's finest, man. I just go down there and play Scandalous with him and Tone X, and they are, in fact, back. I talked to X this weekend. He said y'all had a wonderful time, Funny Man. Thanks for popping in with your boy. Shouts out to Victor Marshall in the building. He says, good morning. At this rate, you'll have over 100 shows this year. Oh, yeah. I'm looking that's going to be my season change. So I'm looking to get 200, absolutely. Andromeda is in the building. One of our favorites, man. I got a chance to watch her work this weekend. Such a funny lady. The way she crafts her comedy, I love it. Very, very well done. Well done, sis. Shouts out to my friends that came out this weekend, Marvin Hunter. Shouts out to David that runs the club over there at the Atlanta Comedy Theater, man. Such a good guy, man. We sat down after the shows and we pulled out our lawn chairs, we smoked cigars and kicked it. Great, great time. From time to time, I get to go and tell jokes with my friends. And so I reached out to a couple of them and brought them on today. My boy, I love this guy, man. I love this guy. And just flat out funny. Whether he's injured or 100% well, he slangs these jokes. He's not one that everybody can follow. I will say that. He's not one motherfuckers be clamoring to get behind because he'd be ripping the stage. Welcome to the show, Mr. Solo Jones. What's up, yes, Solo?
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
And that's the best compliment you can give a comedian. Like, niggas don't want to follow you, man.
Hey, man, I coming from you, that's amazing.
I ain't scared of your ass, Solo, you hear me?
Well, you can't be. Can't be.
I ain't scared of you because I got love for you, though. And well, but I've seen it, though. I've seen dudes like, Solo about to go up. They look nervous.
Because retardedness, you know, it's
I love it, retardedness. Man. You do it all. You do flat foot jokes. You do impressions. You've mastered a few different disciplines in our business.
Thank you, man. Coming from you, man, it's amazing, man, to even hear those words coming from someone who's so great and legend in the game. You amaze me every time you go on stage. You don't need much to rock a room. I tell people, I say, Rodney don't need much. You can just leave him right there. Just leave him right there. I've never seen a lot of times I walk out there and can't catch the rhythm. Since the years I've seen you perform, I've always seen you on rhythm. It don't matter what it is, what's going on, how they work. Just let me call me on stage. You don't care about the music they bring you up on. You could care as long as the mic work. I've seen the mic go out.
Chris Funny Man is here. Tone X told me years ago he worked with Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac said, I don't need nothing but a microphone and a breeze.
Well, that tells it all.
Join us today. This man will be with me in Greensboro, North Carolina, this weekend coming. And I really, you know, he's been asking me longer than you, Solo, to rock. He said, Roddy Perry, you throw me a date. And he called me on the right day, and he's rocking with me in Greensboro. Welcome to the show, Mr. A.D. And A.D. is actually one of the first guys to bring me to Denver.
Yeah.
Denver area, man. And he has wore the promoter hat before. How stressful is it to promote, man?
Extremely stressful. When you're dealing with the club and the comics and getting the information out to the public, it's a hard job. And then dealing with just the politics.
Right, right. So you dealt with from the club perspective and, you know, the comedian perspective, how do you navigate the business, bro?
Basically, it's just it's wearing both hats, you know, because you're performing. I'm a performer, but I was put in a situation where I came from where I had to be the promoter. And when I, you know, back in the day, you know, we weren't playing the mainstream clubs immediately. So they were, we had a night. I'm in Denver, so I have to create something out. Yeah, I got to create something. And when I did, it was
black people out there.
Well, we got more than eight black, but it was hard. And just to get that many to get together, to get them to actually come out, you know, back then you had to go to like karaoke night and do comedy.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah, you know, we didn't have room. So then once I created it and we created the avenue for it, it was a blessing for me financially, but it was still wearing both hats. So wearing both hats. And even here in Georgia, it's wearing both hats.
Speaking of, you know, wearing hats, you ever get a Marcus Harvey haircut, what you better not do is put that damn hat on immediately afterwards.
Yeah.
Marcus Harvey, a fabulous barber. He's cut my hair for film, for movies. He's cut my hair in my everyday life. And he's proof that you success can find you wherever you are. Like it used to be the conventional wisdom back in the day that you had to quit your job. And I even have told Marcus that. But Marcus booked a TV show standing behind his barber chair. So he laughs in the face of rules. And he is that guy. Welcome to the show, Mr. Marcus Harvey. What's up, Marcus?
Come on, say la we. Come on, say la we.
What up, bro?
What's up, y'all?
Marcus, what you got on? I got one of them little fat suits, too.
Yeah, I got to get the titties off. I'm getting the titties off right now. So
I thought you liked the titties. I thought you and AD was a titty man.
Well, you know, when I was stripping, yes, it was good because I had to build both worlds.
Yeah, both worlds.
Both worlds, baby. So I was right in there, you know what I'm saying? So I was able to do it. Yeah, man, High Heaven Stripping. Jesus, my stage name. So
now you're the only person to ask me this. You're like, Rodney, do I need to be somewhere stationary?
And then what happened?
Your ass is absolutely moving right now.
Hey, I'm being a black dad right now. My daughter needed her swimsuit for summer camp today, and I would have been
left
stationary.
The house without it.
Yeah,
I should have let that be a lesson, huh?
Yeah. No, man, you got to take care of the babies, man.
Okay,
you know,
cool. That's what I'm on the way to.
I don't know about you, but I ain't had no daddy to run back to the house and get nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works now, man. I'm a good blessed barber. So, like you said, I have a lot of opportunities. You could have
been suburban dad.
My daddy would have told me to swim in my shorts.
Underwear.
Straight draws.
Straight draws.
With the Dookie stain. With the Dookie stain in it, too.
With the Dookie stain.
He got draws.
Marcus Harvey, can you turn the phone sideways? Can you do that?
Yep.
Oh, that's
there
perfect.
You go.
Oh,
nice.
Oh,
look at me now. I know what I'm doing now, y'all. Hey.
Come on now. Hey, y'all. It's going to be an amazing show today. First of all, I'm here with my guys. Solo Jones. AD is in the building. Also, the great Marcus Harvey. Marcus Harvey, we talk about you finding success. I want to talk about success today, man. Finding success from behind your barber chair. You're not only a barber, but you give other barbers the game, but you also are on a television show. Like, is that something you thought about? Like, you know what? I still want to be funny. I still want to do what I'm doing, but I believe I could do it from here.
Yeah. You know what's actually funny? I actually got the gig because I was cutting the guy who created the show's concept idea.
How about that?
So that's what I always tell people.
Just
like,
being you. Just being just you, being funny, you. Being energetic.
Yeah. And it's actually Daylan. You know, Daylan Spratt. Shouts out to Daylan Spratt. One of our good homies. I'm on the show with Daylan and Juwan. And we were blessed, man. Like, Daylan was like, yo, man, I've got this concept for this show, man. Like, why ain't no black people hunting ghosts? And I was cutting his hair while we was doing it. And I was like, you know what? That is right. Black folks don't do that shit because we believe in
black
the Holy Ghost.
Black folks don't mess with no ghosts.
The Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost we mess with. But
that's the
ghost,
last ghost you know.
That's the last one I know.
The Holy Ghost you know.
You know what I'm saying? And then
I ain't never seen
kicked
ghost.
Off from there.
That's why black people ain't never really seen
Marcus is talking about his show, Ghost Brothers. And you guys create a brand that's really You know, you guys are the only blacks in that space, man. And it's other groups of other people in it. But, man, you guys have really found a way to carve out a niche. Talk to me about y'all fans, bro.
Straight white suburban women.
Really?
From the heart of America. Hey, Marcus, I love you so much. I mean, the way you boys, and you got to be very careful because they be saying stuff like that. The way you boys are just so lovely. I mean, with so much respect and so much dignity. I love you dearly.
You're dope.
I love you. I love you, Marcus. You're my favorite.
You're my favorite.
It's like that, bro. So it's like just good-hearted white women. You know, we don't run into no Karens. So that's the good part. But yeah, man, we be having these little conventions, man, and it just be straight 52-year-old white women in love with us, like we're a boy band. So it's like the weirdest demographic. So it doesn't mess with anything else that I do. So it's not like competing in the space of like, yo, I'm on stage, I'm a nigga on stage. It don't compete with that. You know what I'm saying? I do barbering, so I specialize in African American, you know, well-to-do, highly visible, you know, gentlemen. So that don't interfere with it either. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm able to have, and I think this is where we go back to what we talked about. I'm able to have different slots of like niches that I'm able to go into. And I think that that's what happened in the world. People started finding that there was niche markets that you can kind of super serve, as they would say. And you just kind of explain, you know, you kind of expand in that way.
Yo, Marcus.
Hit that like and the share button. Thank you, Granny Wild. Yo,
Marcus, I have a question, Marcus.
Go ahead.
Marcus, where'd you get that sweatshirt?
Hey, man.
It's fucking across your neck. I'm like, what kind of shirt is that?
I can't even. Hey, my
son got mine off Amazon.
I was about to go to the gym, and then I was like, hey, I ain't got time for it. So I started sweating in it. Already.
You already ready?
Already.
Already ready.
I want to talk about a couple things before we get deep into the show. Threads. Are you guys on Threads? What's your thoughts with Threads?
Ooh.
I'm not on Threads right now.
Do you know what it is?
No.
Threads is Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram's answer to Twitter.
Oh.
So it's like something new. So always. What's your thoughts, man? Are you on Threads?
Nope. I don't thread the needle like that, sir. I'm still old school. I'm still trying to figure out Instagram right now, straight up. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really.
Said to myself? I said, I'm not going to miss another social media train.
It's just me and Tom on MySpace right now. Wait a minute.
Me and Tom.
He don't even respond to me when I send him.
He didn't answer your messages?
I'm like, yo, it's just us.
What happened to Tom? Dude, that really dates us too, right? I remember telling people, hey, man, hit my MySpace. I'm at the club. Yeah. You know, but I got videos with me saying that. Hit my MySpace.
Yeah. Tom, I was big on MySpace, though. MySpace was hot, though.
MySpace was super hot. Black Planet was hot.
Yeah. Where is that?
That's where all the white people went to get black. When they wanted black penis, they went straight to
the planet.
The planet. Black thing.
And plenty of
fish. Dropped his special yesterday. It's called Reality Check. Has anybody had a chance to see it?
I checked it out. I think it was good. I enjoyed it.
Entertaining.
Very entertaining.
I mean,
is that the goal now, right?
Gotta be to have turned in how many specials over the last decade? You know, probably 6 or 7 different specials.
Oh yeah, he dropped one a year
between specials. 4 years is as long as break between specials, and I think the break did him good. I think he was excited. I think he was, you know, on point. I think he did a great job.
Yeah, you know,
I thought he did a good job.
He did a lot of other people's specials this year. A lot of people's specials did not hit the way I thought they were supposed to hit this year. And, you know, Kevin surprised me because, you know, when you lose reality, you need some new people to come into your camp to tell you what's going on. If you're not on the block, how are you going to find out what's going on the block?
Right.
So the writers that he brought in this time, they did their job because he moved some people around, which I heard.
Well, that's a good note, Solo Jones, but Kevin Hart, generally, Like, I looked at the credits. He used to give. It's the same people. It's the same guys. It's Kevin.
Well, you got a thing, and
it's Joy Wells. Same guys with him. But
where did they get it from?
This is the first time that he didn't get no. He didn't get him credit.
Oh.
This particular special says written by Kevin Hart. But in the past, he has given them credit. You written by Kevin Hart, Harry Rashford, and Joey Wells. And he didn't do that this time. I wonder what's changed.
Him.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you got to shake up your camp, though.
And he's bringing back Comic View, too, ain't he?
Yeah Comic View.
I just saw that.
Yo, man, Comic View.
This past weekend.
Yeah.
In Vegas for the Heartbeat weekend. I heard it was incredible. I'm not sure who hosted, though. They said some new guy hosted.
Oh, Mike Epps hosted.
I heard it was supposed to be Mike Epps, but
somebody else ended up hosting. Mario Hodge, he posted a thing of him being there, and Mike Epps said Mike Epps hosted the hell out of this whole thing.
So it was Mike Epps.
Okay.
So, you know, but that's the crazy part. Here's the thing. We're four comedians. We got a legend in the building. We got a cat that's on television. We got AD hungry as hell. And what's going on is we just figuring this out. We supposed to be on the Comic View and know everything. I just found out about the Comic View thing yesterday.
Wow.
It's not a connection the way that's what I say about comedy. He was talking about success. That rolls up in success because it's about who you know, not what you know. Yeah, like when he said earlier.
Because when you get the information matters.
Yeah. Well,
But it seems like though.
But was it planned though? I don't think it was. Was it planned? Everybody that came out knew that it was going to be the new Comic View.
They planned the hell out of it.
Okay.
If you got to get flights, if you got to get cameras, if you got to do a call shoot, they ready for that.
I think it was largely booked out of L.A. this time though.
Yeah.
But like you said, LeVar Walker.
Well, yeah, but they got Atlantic Comics on it as well though, right?
Yeah.
But like I said,
it's camera going. Always understand when it's Tamara Goings, she's gonna put her peoples first, and then everybody else.
Tamara Goings is my man, my agent.
She
put her people. You see her name on it. You must be ain't on the peoples. You got to be with the peoples.
I ain't with the peoples.
You with the people. Anyway. You over here doing a podcast with us. You should be over with
I'm
the
trying
peoples.
To make it. I'm trying to make it the hard way, my dumb ass.
Phone
calls. I'll be on the phone with them. Look here. You my agent.
How about this, guys? What does it mean to be successful in life? Marcus Harvey, what is success for you?
Now it's just being at peace, to be totally honest, man.
Ooh, give me
really
that.
Being at peace. Yeah, man, being at peace. Like, having your house in order. Like, you know, you can have all the success in the world. If your house is fucked up, everything else is fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
And that's as real as you can be on a yacht and be arguing with your woman. And you know, text message and fuck up the yacht.
It's too much.
Yeah. So get your life together, man. You know, peace is where it's really at. That's where the wealth is, the smiles and all that.
Same question, man. What's success for you?
Success is being success is within yourself and being happy where you are at. If you eat three meals a day, you sleep in your own bed, you got a roof over your head, people that love you, you're successful. It don't take much to be successful.
If you was homeless, you'd be less successful.
Well, I mean, it's some happy homeless folks. They wake up every day. They have no
homeless guy. He was like, dude, I make like $80,000 a year. He was making a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can be. I'm not saying that. Exactly. It's not about wealth. What I'm saying is not about wealth. This is where you are personally. Your personal happiness. After what I've been through, trust me, you can be happy basic with just basic.
Wow. Kevin Hart said that. He said, man, if you guys knew what I've been through, you know, I should be crazy. So Jones, how do you quantify success?
Oh man, different ways for me because I see things differently. Y'all probably won't agree with me, but the success to me is once everything that you wanted to do in life has been accomplished.
Okay.
Like when you can sit back like a person who just won their first NBA championship. He's sitting there going, because he knows there's nothing higher. There's nothing higher once he, other than, you know, score titles and stuff like that. But once you, when they're sitting there crying and going, I did what I, as a kid, I wanted to hold up this trophy. I feel like that type of, when you gratified yourself from the success that you got to your top level, then that's success for me.
But does that mean his life is perfect because he won a championship, though?
No, I'm talking about
not necessarily perfect, the individual. It's his evaluation of success.
Yeah, it's his, whoever right. it is. It
can What's be your championship? What's your championship, Solo?
Ooh, I like that. What's your championship?
Oh. Hold on. Ooh, I like that, yes.
Hey, I'm Rodney Perry. You're tuning in to Rodney Perry Live. My guys in here today, Marcus Harvey, Solo Jones, and the great AD. Shouts out to Jordan Jackson. He says, what's up to all the guys on the panel?
What's up, Jay?
Jordan Jackson. Now,
Jordan Jackson.
Mr. Jackson.
And I would love to hear Jordan Get answer God. Your question. Man. What is success? Cedric Wills, what's up, Sid? Talk to Rocky today. Yeah, we had a great conversation. Man, I really need y'all to get back together, man. We're going to figure that out. I'm going to help y'all figure that out, man. Princess Riri in the building. How are you, sis? Thank you for popping in with your boy. Granny Wilder says, Spills. It was threads. Spills. So the black people over at Twitter split off and started their own platform called Spills.
Oh,
I don't know, okay. Amazon. I don't know what that is. Bring the noise, new media. That's 5 R for blacks and browns majority. See, I didn't know that, Granny Wilds. You just educated me. I'm looking forward to that. Okay. Granny Wilds is an expert on all things mechanical. Thank you. Go ahead, Granny.
Hey, shouts out to Jordan Jackson, too, because he's on the new episode of Skit Gods at Comedy Hype. So check that out. He talks a lot.
What's Skit Gods?
Man.
I ain't never seen that.
I ain't seen that.
Oh, yeah, Skit Gods. Me and T. Sanders have a show called Skit Gods where we talk to all, like, the skit gods out there, man. We have 6 episodes, so we've interviewed Mike Bliss from the Country Wayne joint. We just interviewed Jordan Jackson.
I've done some sketches with Bliss. I like Mike Bliss. He's a great guy, man. Yeah. Such a nice man.
Yeah.
Solid cool dude. Very cool dude.
So just go check it out, Comedy Hype. Just go to the, you know, the channel. You'll see it right there, and it gets you right, man. It's
I love that,
it's
bro.
It's fire.
Skit God, working. I like that. Jordan Jackson on Skit God. And Jordan Jackson is absolutely a skit god.
He's
Keith producing, whether he's on camera or producing it from behind the scenes, he does.
He's actually a pioneer now, actually. He's kind of like one of the pioneers. He's a pioneer.
What the why are you a pioneer?
For years, I mean, Jordan was the first dude I knew call you at 3 in the at like 10 o'clock. Meet me at 10:05.
Nigga, we shoot. You better go.
And you better go. And you get there, nothing but just his phone, and coming up with stuff. He was always been creative like that, though. He was the first one I knew that turned on some of your comics. Now,
you got to give him his flowers now, man. These are the times.
Require you to have wealth attached to it.
Say that again.
Does success require you to have wealth attached to it? Like, is your success have anything to do with the money?
No.
Because
I got successful when I got some coochie one time. I got the coochie, it had nothing to do with the money. I was just successful, and I walked away from that girl's house going, success.
Success. It's a good day.
Let's look at that, guys. Is success the coochie?
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes.
It was your dream, and you seen it out.
You was raised that way.
Because women really give us quantify us as men a lot of times. Women, if a woman is willing to give herself of you, you're probably a successful guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're successful at something.
At that level.
Look at my house. Y'all see my house? Look at this shit.
I see. You playing the Panera.
I got house over there.
You know what? I've seen 85 people in the same house, though.
Yeah. Well, you know.
It's a shared location.
You know.
A lot of people, you know.
I Airbnb Marcus Harvey, every once in a while.
Do you have to have wealth to be successful?
No, because it's wealth or success is determined by everybody's standards. But in my standard, yes, wealth is connected to that, because I'm able to answer a lot of questions in my life with money. My mama needs some, I can send it to her. I don't stress about that. You know what I'm saying? My wife needs some, my kids need some, I normally can make it happen. One of my homies needs some, I could do something. You know what I'm saying? And so that allows me to feel like, you know, I can add value in a way. So that gives me some type of feeling of success. But then if I didn't have money, I could be adding the same type of like life to those same people, whether it be like how I'm conducting myself, how much security I'm giving. So
you're the borrower and not the beggar. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Money.
Say that again.
I say your life is less stressful because of the money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
it goes back to your peace that we talked about earlier.
It's part of your peace. Yeah.
Let me say this right here.
You can imagine in North Carolina, man. Talk to me about.
Let me say this right here.
Being attached to you, whether you regard yourself as successful or not.
Let me say this right here.
No, it doesn't, because I could be just as happy in an apartment. It's with me. It's not always the money, though. It ain't always the money, because you can look great and have everything and still not have no money.
How about that?
You know what I'm saying? I've had everything in the world, didn't have no money. I was still happy with who I was with me, because your health and wealth is health.
Money,
you know,
is relative, right?
Like, it's relative. Yeah,
levels to having money.
But it's level, right? I don't have to be Kevin Hart money. I don't need Kevin Hart type of fame. I want to walk into McDonald's and just be able to order a burger without taking pictures.
Okay, let me
I'm good
this,
with that.
Let me say wow. this, AD. Now, y'all talk about success. If you take success is before certain people will not date you or go out with you based on your success, your income, how you making it, how you doing it. Are you doing it good? Because think about it. We just found out a few days ago, well, I did, that Kim Kardashian is now dating Tom Cruise. I mean Tom Brady. So you go, Tom Brady? Yeah, that's true.
I think that's a fact.
That is all true. That is all true. Double Dutch.
Level up.
Double up. She didn't tell nobody at first, but then Tom Brady screwed up and said it on his Twitter, like he was going out with Kim Kardashian on their third date.
I hear that.
Hey man,
Tom.
The man is single, man, and she's single.
Hey,
so
single,
why not?
Ready to mingle.
Kim Kardashian is out here getting them. She is getting them.
And yeah, but I mean, but
the story about she had said something out the way to LeBron, and LeBron's wife was like, "Nah, bitch, what you not gonna
LeBron,
do?"
LeBron, you know,
it's coming
that
up.
Day, man, I don't play that. LeBron,
she was messing with a girl who was about that. About it, she was about it. She's like, "Look, I'll do you."
LeBron's wife will definitely whoop that butt.
Yeah, because she didn't
whoop
get
that
no good looks.
How
that
about
day.
That? A successful ass whooping. Hey, I'm Roddy Perry. You're tuning in to Roddy Perry Live, talking. About entrepreneurship, we're talking about success. How do you regard success? Joining us on the line, my man Jordan Jackson. Jordan, welcome to the show. How are you?
What up, Jay?
Jordan Jackson.
Jordan Jackson, the skit god, is in the building.
Skit god.
Skit god. I was just telling us about you and the new thing you guys did. You did an interview over there. Jordan, man, are you successful?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, that proved my point. Proved my point.
So,
right,
Jordan,
ain't about the money.
You travel around the country. When you sat down with your God and you pray for certain things, are those things on your table now, on your plate now?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to make the world laugh, being myself and being able to pay my bills. So that's success.
Thank you. As long as I can pay my bills, I'm in there.
Who's bills you paying now? Whose bills are y'all paying now, though?
Whose bills am I paying now?
My buddy
says,
my buddy.
Whose bills y'all paying now?
Just mine.
The power with which to acquire whatever one demands of life without violating the rights of others. Well said, Victor. Man, you know, let me ask you this, Jordan. Is success a journey or a destination?
Ooh,
like
it's a journey.
I like the journey.
Or do you look at it as an ongoing process?
Ongoing
process. It's ongoing process.
You're building more and more success because now you're a successful comedian. Then you become a successful father, a successful mentor, it goes on and on and on. And most people that I know that are super successful were never chasing money.
No.
I mean, look at us. We didn't get no money when we started doing comedy. We didn't get no money when I started.
Yeah, I tell young comics that all the time. I say, dude, if I had been trying to get money, I probably would have crashed and burned a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't even thinking about money for my first 10 years.
We love it. That's it.
Barbering same way, man. I was making $25 a cut for the first 10 years of my career. Even when I was traveling with everybody, I was still making the same amount of money.
Let's talk about that, Marcus. Like, was it hard for you to raise your price? Because people were used to that 25. And when you go, hey, man, it's 55 now, it's 75,
it does get difficult. As I would also add that, like, what Jordan was saying, like, when you start becoming successful, your goals start expanding. You know what right. I'm saying? So it's like, yes, I got, you know, when we all, like you said, we all started with comedy, straight up open mics, you know, just trying to get, we were fighting for time as our currency back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Time was the currency. Yeah. You know, it upgraded to being like, okay, oh, maybe I should be making some money off of this. But like, I really feel like, you know, as you get successful, you start like finding more ways to become a complete human. So yeah, I may have got money, but when you get money, you be like, okay, yeah, I can take care of a lot of people, but this wasn't the goal. You know what I'm saying? Like this, right. I don't feel right. And that's why we talked about the championship. You know what I'm saying? Like some cats get a championship and be like, oh, I won the championship and it's not what I thought it was going to be. And then they start chasing other things such as like inner peace.
But most things in life are like that. That's what I said. Yeah. Most things in life are like that. Some of y'all thought success was having a big house and a big car. Mm-hmm. And once you acquire those things, it still continues. Yeah. And they're normally not as good as you thought they were going to be.
The little things are what really, let me tell you something. D'Amico gave me $10 gas money for coming to an open mic, boy. And I felt I was comic of the year. It was being able to get some money for this craft that we love. I mean, it felt, man, it was only $10.
And how about this? I think we all remember when nobody cared. Like
people, nobody
like,
cared.
Do you mind doing an autograph? Do you mind signing this? Do you
man.
Mind?
I was excited to sign it. I
remember when nobody gave a damn. So take me back to when nobody gave a damn, man.
Woo.
Now.
Now, nigga. Still now.
Man,
yesterday, motherfucker. Shit.
Last morning, nigga. Working harder, take right? Working a little bit harder when nobody gave a damn.
Last week. Comedy is for, this is what makes, this is what people want in life when it comes to comics. We want to go and live that life of the hardness. Go, we want to struggle. Struggle made us funny. Everything right. Black people go through, we find the humor in it, so that we can deal with it. Most of comedians got issues. I'll tell you that every comedian I've ever pretty much met, if you hang out with them for 10 to 15 minutes, you'd be like, Jesus Christ, nigga, something really wrong with you. But that's why we take that humor, because we don't got no therapist. Comedy don't have no HR. They don't got no HR for this business, so we pretty much stuck. So we have to deal with it. I like what Jordan said. He said when he first made his $5-$10, he was like, oh, you'll pay me for this shit?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's the first thing come out your mind. You like, it's like a woman figuring out she can sell a pussy.
Man, you definitely enjoy a moniker of success. Is it harder to create once everybody's looking at you?
Yes. Because now everybody's watching. Now you're on Front Street.
Thank you, AD, a.k.a. Jordan Jackson.
I would say so. You know what I'm saying? There's a little bit more pressure in there. You know what I'm saying? But we love the pressure. So, you know what I'm saying? We still gonna keep riding. Ain't no more pressure than being in front of a whole bunch of people and happen to be the focus. No backup singers, no instruments, no nothing, just you and that microphone. Nah,
let me ask y'all this, AD, does the formula change? Like the way you do what you do, does that change with more people?
Yes, you got to, because when it was just you and there was nobody else, nobody knew, you didn't care. I didn't care what I said on the mic. Well, now I got to be kind of responsible about what I say.
Yeah.
There's other people involved now.
I still don't give a fuck.
You know, even what he was saying too, Jordan, was when he was talking about it's a little harder. You know, it's harder. It's like when you're coming up, people are excited about your come up. People are excited about yo, this is somebody that I'm seeing from the ground floor.
You're underdog.
You know, you're underdog. But once you get to that success, man, folks be like, you done changed, nigga. You got a little attitude to you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, same person that would, you know, like you said, that's going to ask you for a ride. Because I'm the guy who asked y'all for a ride. I asked every last one of y'all for a ride before one time or another. I know I have Solo. I know I asked you for a ride, and this is my first time meeting you. I know I asked you for a ride.
Hey, I'm about to come pick you up right now. You know what I'm saying?
Such a great point, Marcus Harvey. Well said, man.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, you're no longer the underdog. Even with Kevin, like we talked about with Kevin. Kevin's first special, everybody was like, yo,
Kevin Hart.
Yeah. And now our tone a decade later is like, how do we think that Kevin Hart did on this last special, his 20th? You know, he's 4 years done. You know, it's like, yo, man, like the formula.
Yeah, they put such a high expectation.
Yeah.
They won't just let you just be what they love. You know what I'm saying? And as you continue to have more experiences, you know, you pull from those. So, you know, the whole dynamic just changes because nobody likes seeing people do better than them for real, like that, in the sense of like, oh, you really killing it. Like, I can't attain that. Like, no, you can attain the same thing. We all, like, you know, with Jordan, I remember me and Jordan doing a set at, where was that one that was off of Roswell Road that had the stage in the middle sometimes?
Taboo.
Taboo. Me and him did stuff at Taboo, and I remember us, like, going like that crowd be like a rough one.
They had the best catfish plate though. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, that catfish plate was killing. One night we murdering niggas. The next night cats is like, hey dog, you have to pay for this drink, dog, because you weren't no comedian. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of shit. So now you know you go in like cats like, yo,
I can't relate to the murdering, but I like the story.
Oh man, hey bro. You know, hey, but now look. Like I said, like, even with the example, we even talked about this on the show, Jordan. Like, Jordan said, like, okay, you know, I would go to these joints and I'd bomb. But, like, bro, now everybody looking at you like, yo, you the man in the skit joint, bro. Like, you know, you are killing right now. And it just takes determination, not giving up on yourself, not giving a fuck about what them other folks are saying who are trying to figure it out themselves. And just, like, literally just putting yourself in a position to, like, be critiqued.
Yep.
Wow.
And I think you find your lane, too.
You find your lane. Speak on that, AD. Break that down.
Every comic, I think you find your lane or where you're at. Like, I was talking to MC Lightfoot, and he always wanted to be a great stand-up, but he actually found his lane as being a concert host. Yeah. And one of the greatest in the world at it. He found his lane.
Do you know Lightfoot Solo?
No, I don't know. I'm looking him up now.
If you've seen a concert in Atlanta in the last 20 years, you see MC Lightfoot.
Yep.
MC Lightfoot is what.
And he used to play flag football with us.
Did he? That nigga fast too.
That's why they call him Lightfoot.
But I mean, you find your lane. This is how a comic finds his voice. When we all started in comedy, you were just saying whatever. You didn't know exactly. You were telling jokes, but it wasn't from you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, my set now is mainly about me.
Yeah.
My life. I found my voice and my story. Before, I was just telling jokes. I was just trying to be funny.
How do you deal with people kind of getting in your lane? Like, how do you deal with, I mean, I'm not going to call it joke thievery. I say people just drift into your lane sometimes. Like, if you're a comedian and you're 50 years old, you're probably going to be doing some similar material to me.
No doubt about it, yeah. I mean, and that's because we're both at that stage point in life. I don't know if it's really stealing. I think we're at the same point in life, and our lives are going to become similar. If I'm talking about my wife and kids, you do wife and kids. And, well, I mean, I really can't steal that. But if I got a story that's only happened in my family, like when I discuss my brother being gay, well, then that's my brother, though. That's my personal story with him. But then I found out recently I don't have the only gay brother.
You're not the only dude with a gay brother. Hey, yeah, no. Go ahead, Solo.
There's a lot of gay brothers out here.
I'm going to be honest with you. I had two topic things going on. When he was talking about familiar to older generation, and I feature for Rodney, and I feature for a lot of different older comics in the game. They style, man, it's more grown up. Yeah, I agree with that. It's more grown up. But the attack to the stage is totally different.
Yeah.
Because the way y'all attack the stage. Now, I mean, you have to be an observer to see it. You can't see it yourself. I'm not expecting Rodney to go, well, I agree. Because he hasn't featured for, a legend all the time. And see, he's been the main attraction. You got to be a guy like me who's sitting there trying to suck it in and learn everything. And then I see the difference. There is a difference. Because when Rodney, he done went from not just jokes, but motivational in the jokes. And so who does that? And that's what I tell other comics. Who can take a tragedy, right, make it funny, but still uplift them at the same damn time? Like make the people go, oh my God, I feel your pain. Plus,
I'm but laughing. He got to that level though. He had to get to that level exactly. Where he can share his story. He had to get to that level though. It didn't just happen.
Evolution,
because that's not
the same. Evolution individually as we navigate this life. Jordan Jackson, let me ask y'all this, guys: does success require failure?
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Fall on your face. You got to fall.
In any aspect of business, not just in comedy, in any aspect of business, you got to fall on your face. You learn from your mistakes.
Do you have to fall on your fucking face?
Yeah, I don't trust nobody who ain't never bombed.
You tell me you ain't never bombed. You not a comic. Stop it. Everybody's bombed.
I never bombed. Before they start booing, don't mean your ass didn't bomb.
And they sat on your ass too. They just
and light laughter is still a bomb, nigga.
Thank you.
I like that. Light laughter.
It's a bomb.
Oh, nigga, I was a king of light laughter.
I'm gonna tell you what. I don't think some comics can hear it. I don't think they know the difference.
I think comics become like Prince, where we only hear our own jokes.
Hey, Rodney, you hit on a good point right there, because let me tell you something that's funny. I recorded a couple sets, and I'm like, ooh, I went out there and killed that day. And I went back, I'm like, well, damn, where the laughs I heard?
I heard some big-ass laughs.
Did you see me kill it?
I laughed at that.
I killed
it. Vice versa, though, when you didn't think you did good. You got more laughs. It's weird. It happens. Roddy, what do you think about Comic View, though, bro, coming back? What's your point on that?
I like the idea that there's been a void for those y'all that's younger than me. There is no TV. You know, Comic View was like a reunion of sorts for us back in the day. And so it was a reason for us to get together and to see everybody in the game and to see people performing. It was a great time, man. And I'm glad y'all going to have that as an outlet.
How'd y'all shoot it back in the day? Did y'all do like 3 days, or like a whole bunch of things?
That would happen over like a week process. I don't know how many shows they shot this weekend, but you know they might be revamping the whole thing. I don't know, but I mean it's still a comedy show at the end of the day. So I mean it is not going. You don't have to reinvent the wheel for a comedy show.
Thanks. Did you get the call yet, Rodney?
For
Comic View?
No. I ain't got no call for that.
Oh yeah, well you know it's coming, and they got
to
do that.
Yeah, I would love to do it, man. It's also one of them things to keep you relevant. Television always keeps you relevant. But how about this, Jordan Jackson? If you get your ass on a Country Wayne skit, that shit is just like being on TV nowadays.
Showing up.
I didn't see that on any TV show they got out there, bro. Because I've never seen.
I did one episode of Mike Bless thing, and people were like, "Oh, I see you work with Country Wayne." Like it was like I had been on TV. I was getting the same TV energy, man. It's crazy.
That Country Wayne thing was Facebook I see I was watching a podcast Joe Rogan, and he was talking about Facebook and how it influenced it, you know, you can make money off Facebook, and one of the comics he brought up was Country Wayne. He was like, wow, this guy Country Wayne, he claims to make over $100,000.
You on the radar? Come on. That's good stuff.
$100,000.
He said, "Yeah, over." That's what he was saying, over $100,000 a month. And I was he's way over that.
Nah, it's up. It's over that. $500,000.
So, really? Now, let me ask you this, Jordan. I saw my Facebook have a downtick.
Mine too. Did,
have you felt that?
Yes. Yes. They have completely changed the algorithm. I was able to revamp my content and still continuously make money off that because I haven't had reels. Time to film. Huh?
You leaned in the reels for a while, right?
Yeah, yeah. That hurt me. That was about a $10,000 a month loss right there. That hurt.
When they changed the algorithm to take reels out.
Yep.
They changed that?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Reels
yeah.
Is going. You can get ads on reels, but it's not even close to the money that we were making doing the actual reels. And yes,
the thing now, Jordan? Because they got the new threads. Are we to post on threads now because it's new?
Yeah, I'm liking threads. And it's wow. It's what I like about threads is because Instagram is trying to push it. Basically, it's a start over into the bonus reel thing because now instead of going after TikTok, they're going after Twitter. So
yeah.
Basically, if you really want to build and get your man, I joined Threads and was at 3,000 followers probably in a couple hours, which means Instagram pushed that I was on Threads because they're trying to get it built up so that we'll drop content in there. So now the good chance to revamp and to get as much exposure as you need through there. And they are going to be monetizing Threads. So build it right now in the beginning like everybody else is and get ready to make that money too because they're going to start doing bonuses and stuff like that because they left TikTok alone and now they found another opponent in Twitter.
Yeah, I completely agree, man. And that's what we were saying earlier, the solo, like, man, I don't want to be a part of that. Hey, what do you say to the old heads, Jordan and Marcus Hart? What do you say to the old heads that are stuck in their old ways?
The same thing I said to a bunch of when they didn't listen to me way back then because they really would be so set right now when I was doing it by myself is go make the change so you can make this change. I'm trying to tell you.
I don't think people understand this, yeah. Jordan. And me and D-Lay had this conversation this weekend. The volume of content you need to be generating is way higher than you think.
Oh yeah,
like
it
is. One video a day is not gonna cut it.
No, that's nothing. Okay. That's nothing. I was dropping 25 reels a day.
20, dude. Wow. LeVar, I seen LeVar do 20 videos in a single day. I've seen D-Lay do 30. You know, reaction videos.
Yes.
So. The work that it requires is not no BS, man. Talk about that.
Yep, and dibble and dabble in it all. Don't just do some reaction videos. Do some serious video. Here's the thing that people don't understand. We're comedians, so we're putting out funny content. But it's any content. Content is key. Content is like having your own record label. It's like having your own publishing because it can make money for generations. So. Put the work into the passion that you like. A lot of people think that you got to be funny. It's not just about being funny. Just create. This right here is content forever. You know what I'm saying? Right. Just this episode. You know what I'm saying?
And that's one thing I did with this show because it felt like a morning show, like a radio show. And I wanted to feel more like a podcast with real conversations that people could listen to this 10 years from now and can get a value from it.
Yeah.
Hey, Rodney, you know how engaging Jordan is talking about like social media. Solo was in his kitchen 2 minutes ago. Now this nigga is in the camera like this. This man has moved to the front of the building. He said, "What you got to the old heads? Tell me right now. Tell me.
He was in his kitchen.
Hey, give me this, guys. AD, talk to me about success and maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Like, that's one thing that's always been hard for me because I'm a workaholic. I work all day, every day. I don't even like to go places if I'm not working. How do you maintain a work-life balance? Like, how do you keep your kids and your wife and everybody else happy?
Well, luckily, I ain't got to do all my kids is grown and gone now, so it's just work now. I won already. It's work now. It's just simply work. But before when I was younger and I had family and kids, it was trying to keep actual food on the table, be funny, and have my own business. it was impossible. But now that I'm older, it's no more kids, so I'm laid back. I can just do all the work, and she don't care. She go, just go. Bye.
I want to say, if I'm in the house more than a couple of days, I got to get the hell up out of here.
I got to go. Yeah, I got to go.
Little ones, man. How do you maintain that work, that balance, man, between the kids, the family, the wife, the barbering, the comedy? You got a lot of stuff on your plate, bro.
Impossible. It's impossible. I'll be trying. I mean, I guess the thing is to just try, at least. You know what I'm saying? Right. So when I'm somewhere, you know, yeah, you're going to sacrifice. You know, I'm everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not only need my wife and kids need me, then my clients be needing me to fly here. Then a show might need me. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's always pulled in different directions. So, I mean, I'm learning it. And I guess that's what we talked about before. Like, success is the journey. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm having a successful journey. One day I'll be able to talk about how I was able to raise my kids while I was doing all the above. Right. But right now, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to do each moment as well as possible. You know what I'm saying? So it's like each person, each place that I'm at, I'm trying to make sure that that place feels amazing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Solo Jones, man. I've had different instances of a career where my kids, you know, like, I was too much for their life. You know, like, my daughter had her sweet 16, and they was like, it was weird around the house. And I was like, yo, what's wrong with y'all? And they're like, well, Rochelle don't want you to come to the sweet 16 because you be doing too much. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, am I not paying for this shit?
You be doing too much.
You be doing too much. A comedian that does too much?
We have big personalities, and our personality could overpower a moment. How do you manage that, Solo, if at all?
Man, I can't argue with my sons at all. I mean, I'm going to just tell you right now. First of all, all my kids carry guns.
Are they ready?
All my sons my size are bigger. I don't even know how to explain it to you. They love being around me now. I got 7 boys. I got the youngest one is,
congratulations.
The youngest son.
It works.
Right. He's 4 years old. And he carry a gun too.
He got
a little water gun. He keep in his pamper, and he ain't about that. He ain't about none of that. He ain't about it. He won't be just like his brother. But anytime, that's why. When my sons, I don't even. I remember. Oh, AD, come on, bro. I know you know. Remember when you could just smack the shit out of one of them, just hit him for no reason. I can't do that at all.
Can't do that no more.
Not even with the 4-year-old, nigga. I don't argue with none of them. I let them do what they do in my house, and I just go for a walk. A long walk, nigga. Sometimes I don't
even have a dog?
Sometimes I say, oh, hell no. Nah. My son's got dogs. They all got pit bulls. My son got a dog and a gator. And I'm talking about
his dog name Gator. Maybe it's another dog named Gator.
I went to the house. No, he didn't name the dog Gator. He has a real gator in the backyard.
Oh, hell no.
And they having a barbecue, and the gator just laying and sleeping around the kids. And I was like, oh, y'all lost y'all fucking mind? I took my little 4-year-old boy and left them niggas. I said, come on, son. Your brother's going to get you 8. They're going to get you.
Hey, George Jackson, talk to me about maintaining a work-life balance, man. You're touring, you're doing sketches, you got a production schedule. Like, how do you stay in touch with your daughter and your girl, man? How do you do it?
I got to be honest. I pretty much told everybody, see y'all in a couple of years.
Wow.
Basically. Yeah.
And it worked. Now, I kind of regret it a little bit, man, but when everybody's pulling you in a thousand different directions, and you're trying to create, and you're trying to focus on the, and you're trying to, but in hindsight, I would say that, you know what I'm saying, trying to rebuild everything is tough too, man. But I just know that I couldn't have got this far without just focusing, just taking some time.
Jordan, I think success requires you to be selfish for a certain period of time.
Yes, sir.
Like, whatever that is, it requires you to be like just singularly focused, and you can't you're going to miss some things, man. And hopefully you can provide.
All the family engagements, the family reunions.
Man, they get to tell stories. They get to telling stories at Christmas time. Like, when that happened? You weren't here, Daddy. I was like, damn.
Right. And you on tour. You can't. You know, I've been on tour for 6 years. I have not missed one show. So you know I'd have missed some stuff. I just, yeah. I ain't missed nothing.
But you do your best, man.
I don't go
to that. Hey, man, such a great conversation. I can't thank y'all enough for coming on this morning. We talk about success, man, and entrepreneurship. We're all businessmen in this comedy game and at the different levels of the game, too. Talk to me about this. I don't know if y'all like this. Like I am, I walk around with a chip on my shoulder. I'm in my mind, I'm always showing the young niggas that I'm still good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Do you find yourself doing that, Marcus Harvey? You know,
you might
step out of comedy for a little while, but you always come back with a vengeance.
Yeah, man, and everything, bro. Like, even definitely with comedy, because, you know, like, cats be like, oh, you the barber, bro. Ain't you the barber? And I be like, oh, okay. Let me get on the stage real quick. You know what I'm saying? And let me work some stuff out. But then even with when I go back to barbering, people be like, ain't you the comedian? And ain't you the ghost hunter? Then you don't cut no more like that. And then I be like, all right, now I got to show you. I cut. You know what I'm saying?
I still got my skills.
So it's like always going. But it leads me to having, like, I feel like a very full-ass, dope-ass life. Like Jordan said, we may miss a lot of things, but there's some things that we've experienced that are going to have to go in a book, memoir. That will never be able to be said. Like, when I tell Kingsley when he gets my age, all the things that I've done when he was mad at me about, like, oh, why are you not here? Hey, bro, you about to see what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, yeah, man, you gotta consistently show them all the time.
So you'll walk a mile in my shoes before you walk a mile in anybody else's. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Let me get your final word on success before we get out of here. AD, what's your thoughts?
Success is being satisfied.
How about that?
If I'm able to be satisfied with what I wanted, my dreams, my life, I'm happy.
Solo Jones, what's success, bro?
Man, success to me is being able to take care of my children, my family, you know, without breaking my neck to do it or compromising my integrity and shit like that. And before I get out of here, AD, please get my number. I love to, you know.
Come through. I got you, bro. Don't worry about it.
You know, Jordan, I'm a big fan of Jordan. I'm a big fan of Jordan. I always have been. He's
you, bro.
You know, that boy right there got. And you know, I'm a film man myself, so that's why I always respect your skills. And my boy, I always need a haircut, and I always need a funny joke. Please take my number, man. Y'all call me Jordan. I don't know. I'm telling all y'all, we have a very good black comedy club here in New York.
Comedy in Harlem.
We had Rodney. He destroyed it. I would love to hear any one of your brothers come on up. Give me a call.
Me too.
We'd love to have you.
I'll be through the end of the summer. I'll be out there in the summer.
Hey, man, we got a lot of big things going on in New York. We just opened two more clubs, Rodney. A week ago, two more clubs.
What, Yonkers? What else?
No, this is in Brooklyn.
Really?
Brooklyn opened up another big comedy club over there, and they got some other stuff going on. So
is that Ray DeJean joint?
No. Ray just opened his 2 months ago, which is great. He had Michael Blackson yesterday.
I saw it.
Yeah, that was incredible. So listen, make sure y'all get my number. Please call me. I'm always the leg man for everybody who go get the work done and make sure everybody is good. I wanted Rodney forever. And he did better than I couldn't ask for nothing better than that, man. For him to get
great show. Jordan Jackson, talk to me about success, man. What is it for you?
Success for me is building your way up to be successful enough to be able to help other people, to be put them in position to be successful as
well.
Well said. Hey, I'm Rodney Perry. Tune in to Rodney Perry Live. Real quick before we go, Solo Jones, what's your social, bro? How do we stay in touch?
Oh, right there. Go Solo Jones. Go Solo Jones.
Go Solo Jones.
It used to be
Marcus Harvey. How do we stay in touch, bro?
I didn't know.
B Marcus Harvey, because you know I know you cut people off quick. B Marcus Harvey at Gmail. All that stuff.
Stop playing.
Instagram too.
Jordan Jackson, man. How do we stay in touch, bro?
Who is Jordan Jackson and JordanJacksonShow.com.
All right.
That Mr. AD for you. How do we stay in touch, bro?
Mr. AD for you is on everything. Email, social media, everything.
Hey guys, great chat today. Thank you for coming on, being a part of the show. We got a great show lineup for you tomorrow as well. We do this every day. This is episode number 175. Tomorrow it'll be 176. We do a show every single day. Every day I can, anyway. I'll be in touch with you real soon. My name is Rodney Perry.
Uncle Humble Rodney.
Uncle Rod.
I don't know how you stay humble all these years, but thank you for being you.
Wow, thank you, Jordan Jackson. I love you, bro. Hey, y'all have a great rest of the day. You know.
All right, peace. I'll see y'all. Ass,
peace.
Good.
All right.
Rodney Perry! Rodney Perry! Oh, all the way around.